Wake Up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I
could be the one to wake up with Hi FM. Hello, good morning. This is Hi FM.
Good morning.
I know that in our business, George.
Show business, Robin.
Yes, we're supposed to tell you to don't touch that dial, don't tune away. We need people to listen to us. We know that, you know, you listen to other stations, but we like to feel that we're your number one choice.
We are there.
Always, constantly, yeah. On Hi FM.
Obviously.
But this guy probably shouldn't have touched that dial. Don't go anywhere, it's covered up. A man drove to a radio station in Boston called Kiss 108 on Monday afternoon to request a song in person. But like every single other radio station in the country and the world, it didn't play his request because it was Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
A song called My Axe.
Right, if someone... Yeah. Drove here in person to request that, I would be massively freaked out.
Now, when they wouldn't play his request, the guy actually pulled out an axe and some knives and demanded that they play his song.
Sometimes you just really want to hear a song.
The SWAT team came, and after a 3.5 hour standoff, which included the guy fighting through a shot from a taser, he was arrested without anybody getting hurt.
Has he not heard of YouTube? Like, he could listen to it at any point.
Now, George, this leads me on to a phone call that I heard yesterday from Kathy Douglas in the afternoon on this radio station.
Except, was it the other way round? She had the axe.
Well, have a listen to this.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, great. Can I get some requests for songs? Is that okay?
Well, so he wants a request for a song.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so let's see how Kathy handles this.
What was the song you wanted to hear?
Nice.
So far.
What's the song?
Well, it's been a long time since I heard that song. Must Have Been Love.
Must Have Been Love. You know that classic?
Must Have Been Love, but it's over now.
So how does Kathy react to that?
Badly, I imagine.
Yeah, we don't play music that old on this station.
Nice.
Polite.
And she's being honest.
She's also giving, you know, station policy.
Yes, she is. Let's carry on with the call.
I'm really sorry.
Now, the guy says something about Oman FM in the background there. Did you hear that?
I'm really sorry.
Go for Oman FM because
they...
Because what do you reckon Kathy says?
They play old stuff?
No, I'll tell Oman FM.
For Oman FM because they stick anything on.
That's our girl!
Love you, Kathy!
Live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi, FM.
I told George's new boyfriend last night that we would call him after 7:30.
Has he actually expressed any interest in wanting to be my boyfriend?
Why? Look, of course.
Has he actually?
Well, you'll find out when
any
we call
words?
Him.
Do you say any
you'll
words? Out. Those effects.
He used lots of love hearts when he was talking about you.
No, most girls don't count. I'm an adult.
Oi! Don't ruin it for yourself. You're going into this, but you are though. You're going into this negative attitude straight away, and you shouldn't be. You should be going into this positive. You should be thinking about your life together, even though you've not even spoken to him yet.
And then I've literally heard of him 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, lucky you.
Okay.
How great. What a great story.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the UK in 2 weeks, and I'm out of aftershave. I'm out of cologne. I've got a little bit left. I've got some Paul Smith.
Right.
But I don't want to buy any over here because it's really expensive over here.
Okay.
Really expensive. So I'm looking for new cologne. And I was looking online because I read reviews online.
Tom Ford.
I found a new one, actually.
Now, from Calvin Klein, a new fragrance blending the West with Russia. A wafting aroma combining power, greed, and deceit. Collusion. You can smell the conspiracy. Anything to win. Unrefined and uncivilized. And yet, so underhanded. There's no denying. And coming soon, incrimination.
Nice. I like the smell of that on me.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, I have. That was nice of me.
Your 5-year-old's doing better than me.
She is. She's getting married. terrifying.
I know.
Her boyfriend's number, because I asked for it, is 19.
Oh.
I said, I need to speak to him. What's his phone number? 19, Daddy.
I love the way hers is 1. What's your phone number? 1.
1. Here you go, the phone's for you. Right, let me dial this number. This is your new boyfriend.
That's nice.
So, do you want to chat to him, or should I do the introductions?
Well, I think you should.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't seem very good at picking.
I was messaging him last night. His name is Warith.
Warith.
Warith Ahmed.
Okay.
And I clicked on his profile.
What are you doing, scouring Facebook for someone for me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's a numbers game.
So this is him. And he says, I really hope to get a call from George one day. Regards to George. And then there's the smiley face there with the love heart eyes.
Nice.
Yeah, so I thought
Is he playing it cool, or?
Well, he was cool by... he didn't give me his phone number. I was like, well, if you want to get a call, what's your phone number?
Hello, Robin Suit.
Is that Warith?
Yeah, it's good. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm Warith Ahmed.
Yeah. Glad to hear from you, Robin.
Okay, listen, you were messaging me last night. That was me you were messaging, by the way.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah. And Warith is using lots of emoticons with love hearts whilst talking about George. It starts off with just a simple regards to George.
Yeah.
And then I think I pulled it out of you, didn't I, Warith?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So why are you quiet, George? Why are you being quiet? Why aren't you talking to Warith here?
Hey, where's George?
Yeah, this is George right here now.
Hello.
There she
Hello,
is.
Hello,
George.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Why are you quiet today?
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, quiet today.
Yeah, don't be quiet. This is it. This is the start.
Yeah.
Disappointing in person, that's all I can say.
That's she's talking about her, not you, Warith.
Oh yeah, no, about me.
Oh, okay.
Gotta dive in there. Listen, do you not want to ask Warith any questions about himself? Like, you know,
what is it you do, Warith?
Nice.
I am an HSC advisor at Telfar Company.
So you're a money man then, yeah?
You can say so, yeah.
Yeah, he's a money man.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not funny when someone talks about your money, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, but that's why I'm asking that question, because I think, you know, people who are listening are probably thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yeah, but, yeah. And George would never ask that question normally, would you?
Yeah, he would never ask that.
No.
What do you like to do with your spare time?
Is that
a
random question?
It's going great, this is. This is brilliant.
I think it's the first time we're asking this type of question, to be honest.
How old are you?
Good question.
I'm 24.
24. Perfect.
Yeah.
34 or 24?
24, I think.
24, yeah.
24.
24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you sure you're 24? Because you just give them the yeah.
Yes, 24.
Yes.
I'm 24.
All right, 24. And
so yeah. About the same age as me then.
Yeah, completely. Sure. Completely. And what do you go for in a lady, Warith?
In a lady?
Yeah.
A lot of things, like...
A pulse.
I heard a lot of feet. I mean, I'm just...
No, he said a lot of things.
That could be another show, yeah?
I love his laugh.
Yeah, it's a laugh.
His laugh and your laugh go together brilliantly.
Oh no, that's just
brilliantly.
Actually, is that not too much?
Yeah, laughing this one, but they just woke up, so I'm like the most.
Just woke up.
So this is just a temporary laugh you're trying out.
So listen, Warith, are you coming in? Why are you looking like that?
What?
Look, I've got to do this for you. I've got to close it down here. Are you going to come in on the show? Just say hello in person.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, see you in 20 minutes then.
Oh, okay.
All right, you know where we are.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Muscat Grand Mall.
Muscat Grand Mall. Just follow the music. Sure. Why is your mouth open?
It wasn't.
Are you catching flies? What are you doing?
Mosquito.
Come on, bro.
See you in 20 minutes, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
See you sooner, BB.
Bye.
Bye.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm all right. I've got AB positive blood. They don't like me. I don't get bitten.
I don't like you either right now.
Did you get bitten?
Oh, I've been bitten loads recently. Ah, stop it, stop it!
Let's go back inside, shall we?
All right, yeah, let's go back inside.
Okay. Get up!
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
Oh, no, I can't do this on the air. I can't.
What?
Because just behind you. No, not now.
I wish you'd stop doing that to me. I've got such a nervous disposition from working with you.
There was a rather portly gentleman. And I was going to say, there's Warith. He's arrived.
Like a bit of meat on them.
Hello. But it wasn't. So I didn't do that to you. The look of horror on your face just then.
Yeah, you've seen it a lot now, haven't you?
Will George's date turn up?
That's what, it's a date now, is it?
Well, yeah, of course it is. It's the first time you're meeting him. It's like a blind date.
Well, he better bring Fiora Rocher some flowers then.
There you go, Warren.
It's like the last one, because that went really well.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
And I'm calling Boring Meres. I saw something yesterday. I'm going to pass over my phone.
Yeah, what is this?
To you. And that is...
Okay, so this is...
That's Twitter, that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Yes.
I love it.
Do you like it, really?
Do you?
Well, I just thought, oh, my God, it's gone to his head, is what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Completely gone to his head.
It's going to get worse. This is just the start.
This is Boring Meres we're calling now. I just want to ask him just why.
Hello?
Boring Meres, it's Robin here.
And George.
And George, yeah.
Good morning, George and Robin.
Dude, I've just seen your Twitter profile.
Yes?
There's been a change.
Yeah.
Boring!
There's been a change in Boring Meres' Twitter handle. Instead of your real name, you're now known as what?
Yeah, BM, Boring Meres.
BM.
I love that you're owning this.
Yeah. No, because, you know why? Because the speakers in my Jeep are really great.
Yeah, right? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, we don't even try, do we?
Anyway, look, guys, everything is great, except that I was really disappointed yesterday. Well, you keep disappointing me, that's not new.
Disappoint everyone.
Yeah.
No, especially Robin.
Get to the point!
The matchmaker, man.
Oh,
come
the
on.
Matchmaker, the date that didn't turn up yesterday.
I was most disappointed.
George, I fully agree with you, and I will support you if you need help against Robin. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I do need help in general. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the red team, but you need to concentrate, George.
Focus.
Boring Meres, it's always a pleasure, never a chore. Goodbye.
Boring Meres.
Yes.
Boring.
Well, I find more friends are always using the messaging utility. I must tell them not to Twitter me. I never respond to, hey, what you doing? 'Cause nothing ever comes to me. I have no words of wisdom, so don't Twitter me. Twitter me, Twitter me, and you'll get nothing back on your screen. 'Cause I can never answer if you Twitter me.
Loads of people waiting for the outcome, and this dude, Warith Ahmed, to come in. I mean, he's hideously late now.
It's too late for me. Hashtag too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something might have happened.
Hello.
Hey, Warith. It's Robin and George.
Hey. Yeah.
Where are you?
I just left work. I'm going for a meeting.
Oh, hey, whoa. When we were speaking more than an hour ago, you said that you'd be here in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. They just told me that I have a meeting right now. I have a problem.
You need to do better than this, Robin. This is terrible. This
I know.
Is a shoddy start.
I feel dirty and ashamed.
You should do.
Being matchmaker. Every time someone walks past the window here, I'm going, oh, is that Warith?
Yeah.
And And I'm waving at them like that, and they're looking at me.
You need to find me a gentleman, bro.
No, I need you.
You're going to know me when you see me.
No, this is a terrible start. This find me another. Bring me another.
This one is broken. Broken. Before I've even started.
Wait for me. No, honey, sorry, new phone, who's this?
I actually hope that I can get the tickets for Tomorrowland.
No, mate, it's too late now. It's too late.
So you just wanted tickets for Tomorrowland?
Just like everybody else, hit up our Facebook page.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Now he's in a bad mood. Why are you in a bad mood, Warith? George has been here. She's been doing her hair, doing her makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
I've spent an hour getting ready for this.
Too late now.
Too late now. Hashtag too late now.
I was going to say thanks, but
yeah,
it's nothing to be thankful about.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, okay.
See you later, dude. You have a good day at work.
See you later.
Yeah, you too.
Magic moments when two hearts are kissed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
It's High FM, Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
Do you listening ever argue with your partner about Facebook? Because my wife is always hassling me about the photos that she posts.
Why are you even liking any of my photos?
You don't ever like any of her photos?
I posted a new one to my page and you didn't like it.
What's wrong with you? You're a husband.
I do like it.
You should be the guaranteed like.
I told you that I liked it when it was taken.
No.
I liked it so much, I'm in it.
You still got to like it on Facebook. Are you liking other people's stuff?
But I want other people to see that you like my photos on Facebook. Please like my photo on Facebook.
You should be liking her photos on Facebook. And do you actually think that's what she sounds like?
Is this not enough? Us living together and having a daughter?
Would it hurt so much to press like? In the
morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
You know it's time to change your diet when your flatulence is bad enough to take down an aeroplane.
I mean, how does that... what's wrong?
There was a flight that was actually grounded yesterday afternoon after one passenger's gas was so bad that other people on the flight were getting nauseous.
Can you imagine that? I mean, we've all been late on a plane and everyone stares at you like they want you to die. Imagine bringing it down because of your flatulence. I mean,
really? I
how
know.
Could you even get off the plane? Oh,
I don't have any other details like where the flight was from or where it was supposed to be going.
Has this passenger been hospitalised?
I'm betting the guy who was stinking up the place hopes that more info just never, ever, ever comes out about this.
Roger, good morning. This is your captain, and welcome on board flight 721. We are currently flying at an altitude of 26,000 feet. We'd like to remind you that according to recent studies, it is unsafe to hold it if you're in need of passing wind. So you're now free to move about the cabin and crack one off. Roger.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we do request that you please return to your seats and make sure that your seatbelts are securely fastened. Thank you.
Are we getting more childish? You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
beat up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Really, Robin?
What? What's up?
You know exactly what's up. Go see my Facebook.
Which tag?
Why would you do that to me? Which tag? What else have you done?
Which one? James Hall?
I think it might be James Hall. Oh, that's put me right in it. Thanks for that, boss.
That's all right.
Wow.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I know.
Ty FM, Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Aye.
And Game of Thrones. It was, I know you don't like it, but it was back last night.
Oh, no, I narrowly avoided having to watch it.
Was it streamed last night? How did you narrowly avoid having to watch it?
Because it was around at my friend's house. Yeah. She was trying to get it on her OSN box.
Okay.
But I think it was only on the on-demand.
Right,
thing, okay. No, OSN Play, I get confused. So it wasn't actually on the telly till tonight. You had to get it on a laptop or something. I think we all got very confused. There's many phone calls. And I was just sitting there going, oh, that's a shame.
I'll be watching it tonight.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
White walkers, barely clad women, and Jon Snow.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Finally, I'll be able to talk about it on this show.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Daddy and her dragons will bring the heat.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
While Cersei is more disturbed than a George Ryland tweet.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
So tonight, don't bother me, text or call me on the phone.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Cause tonight, I'll be watching the return of the Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
So that song's essentially about me. In the morning we gon'
do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, hi FM, Oman.
Have you just done yourself a mischief?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
A Ryland. I just kicked the, like, what would you call this? Like the metal ring underneath my chair. I was so cool. Stop it.
He said metal ring. Oh, good morning, we're 12
and a half.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
It's High FM, it's
hello.
Robin Banks.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
I'm George Ryland.
And you.
And you.
And you over there at the back. Morning to you.
Don't be hiding, we can see you.
And what about you, who thinks we're not talking to you in the car?
I'm not talking to you.
Why
that
not?
That one I'm not talking
why
to.
Why not?
They know why. So this weekend it was eventful and a number of Rylands happened.
Okay. Well, I do know yesterday, what did I do? I came over with my toolbox.
Moved some stuff from a friend's house for me. And you left and I was waiting for the movers.
Yes.
So I brought out some stuff to your car.
Yeah.
And then I went back into the house.
Yes, you did.
And something really weird happened.
What?
So we'd emptied this house. There wasn't very much in there.
No, there wasn't. Which was great for me, by the way, can I just say? Because I was expecting lots of stuff to be in there.
So that house was pretty much empty.
Yeah.
When I went back in, it wasn't.
What do you mean?
Weirdest thing. I was a bit all over the shop anyway.
Yeah.
And I went back in and I stood there and there's shoes everywhere.
Oh, I know
lots
what you
of
did.
Shoes.
I know what you did.
A lot of other stuff. And I genuinely, my first thought was, I'm Alice in Wonderland and I've gone through the looking glass.
Oh,
and
wow.
Someone's filled this house up.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with Robin and I don't know how he's done it, but he's messing with me.
What's he done? He's
how
good.
Did you do this?
I know what you did.
And then I heard this, hello?
Yes.
I went, I'm so sorry, wrong house. I ran after you to tell you. You didn't see me. Do you know what I then did?
Did you trip?
No, I went back in the house again.
Two of them.
Twice I went in that guy's house.
Oh my God.
Lock your doors, people.
She's out. She's in Muscat. And she's angry.
Robin Banks.
Oh, I know it. This violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
What have you found?
Just looking at some memes about having watched horror movies and they've got, you know, the guy from Scream, their face.
Oh yeah.
So they've got that on like this huge dude that just says underneath it, I know what you ate last summer. Oh,
so true.
All the things.
This is the ultimate toothbrush for anybody who's lazy. Not only does it brush your teeth for you, but it brushes them in record time. And you don't even need to move your arm
as well.
So
you don't have to do that trying to wait for 2 minutes thing.
If you've got an electric toothbrush, even that's work.
Yeah.
There's a product called Amabrush on Kickstarter now. And it's a new kind of toothbrush that cleans your teeth perfectly in how long, do you reckon?
30 seconds?
10 seconds.
No!
Flat.
I want it.
It looks more like a mouth guard than a toothbrush that you're used to. You put it in your mouth, you press a button, and it simultaneously scrubs all of your teeth with just the right amount of toothpaste.
Is it like a car wash for your mouth?
Basically, yeah.
Does it floss as well?
No, it doesn't floss. Oh. But if you want one, you can pre-order on Kickstarter by pledging 35 riels. Plus, you'll have to pay international shipping because they're coming from Europe. And they're not scheduled to ship until December. But isn't it worth it to have it brush your own teeth in record time?
Well, I don't think that's bad at all. I don't think it's that expensive.
No, it's not.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, 3x2.
Welcome to the topsy-turvy world of the entertainment industry.
All you do is talk.
I have spoken!
I love the show.
This is exciting.
But the music is so loud.
Millions of people tuning in.
As we say in the radio business,
you've got to hear this.
We're going to have a good show.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
Get ready for adventure.
Lovely car you've got.
Isn't it
lovely?
Nice? She's lovely.
And it sounds so nice. When you pulled away, when you dropped me off,
yeah.
I turned around and looked. And I thought, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
That's got a nice little roar to the engine.
Nice wheel.
She's got a Jeep. And what model Jeep is it?
Red.
Red. It's a red one. Well, I was going to say collected it. You didn't collect it yesterday.
No, I didn't.
It was delivered to you.
Thank you.
It was waiting.
Thank you. Please give me the keys.
As the elevator door opened.
I didn't even have to get out of a parking space.
Yeah.
All right, princess.
Hello.
So I went to the bank.
Yeah.
And
which bank?
Bank Muscat.
Bank Muscat, yeah.
Our favourites in Kurum.
Hello, Muna. Both Munas, actually,
yes.
Down there. Muna Albalucci's.
And Amani as well, who's been so lovely to me. And yeah. She was helping me. And she was saying, you've got to do this, that, and go to a toilet. And I just sat down and I went, I'm sorry, I'm really confused. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I bless them, I had four of them standing around, which I had to explain. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm really confused.
Oh.
And then the next thing you know, this phone is handed to me.
Okay.
So I was like, do I work here now? I was like, hello. And it was Muna. And you know what? He was so sweet.
Muna Albalucci.
Yes. And he just said to me,
yeah.
Don't worry.
Oh.
We're going to sort it all out. You're not going to have to go anywhere. This is how spoiled I'm now. You're not going to have to go anywhere.
He's heard about
you're
you.
You're going to send someone.
Oh, cool.
Because I know you'll get lost.
He knows you.
I was like, you do listen.
Muna Albalucci from my Moscow. Yay. Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking. This is
High FM. I need to make a phone call to this person who's SMS'd in, actually.
What are they saying?
Well, I think they've texted the wrong radio station.
Yeah, I love these ones.
And I know exactly what's happened, because the guy that does the breakfast show on Merge, Tom Green, what he does is he puts out stuff on his personal Facebook.
Yes.
And then he makes it out on the show that people are messaging him. Right, so all that I'm getting is this 275 has just said Jim Carrey. Now, I know Tom Green has said, what movie star do you not like?
Okay, that's on his Facebook page.
It's not this morning. He did this over the weekend.
Oh,
so that's what he's doing as material this morning on the show.
You're jealous.
Well, not really. I think even if we don't try, we can pull better material out.
You don't need that. You've got me.
Yeah, I've got you. Yeah. So, I'm just trying to call this person back. Oh, they're not answering. Maybe they know it's us.
Yeah. Came up as High FM and the phone went out the car window.
No!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
High FM.
Turn it up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you.
How are you two doing?
How are we doing today? Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. I want to comment on the difference between the energy between you show and your sister station.
Hala.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just fade up Hala right now. See what happens. Oh, that's an ad break. They're in an ad break right now.
I mean, just the level of energy is so different. You are completely two different stations, two different shows.
Well, yeah, there are Arabic sister station.
And that dude is just chill.
Raheem, who's doing it now in for Wafa.
Yeah,
he's chilled.
Like it needs to be a late night show, not a morning show.
Hang on. No, he's still in an ad break next door.
Yeah.
He's got one of those voices that is just really like, yeah, this is what's happening. Good morning. Hope everything's going all right.
It's late night.
Yeah. Hello. Shut your eyes. Not if you're driving! Don't do it. Don't do it. But yeah, that's Raheem. They're still in an ad break. We should take an ad break in a minute.
Detail.
They're just showing off in there.
Yeah.
That's what Raheem is doing. Oh, we got ads. What's your name?
This is Khaled.
Khaled. Listen, thank you so much.
Yeah,
right.
This is DJ Khaled. I give you guys a hard time.
DJ Khaled.
I'm all about compliments today.
All right. Oh, thank you. Apart from Hala, which you're not complimenting.
Right. In comparison to you.
What we'd like to know, really, is we'd like you to compare us to Merge and 90.4. What are they doing in the morning?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yay! Ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome flying colours.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Still got my squeaky chair.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Yes.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really puts me off.
You need a bit of WD-40 on that.
I do, don't I?
Yeah. I'll refer you to our engineering team. Good luck. So, a few Rylands this weekend.
Okay.
I was around at my friend's house, yeah. And you know when someone just stops and looks at you for a minute and you think, oh.
What have I done?
She looks at me.
Yeah.
And she just went, you're literally the clumsiest person I've ever met.
Okay.
You've spilt like 12 things since you got here. I've only been there about an hour. And I was like, yeah, I'm really sorry. Do you want me to pick the wax off the floor? We then left the house because we were going to the pool. They were like, you know you have wax all down your dress as well, yes?
Oh, I hate that.
I've just ruined everything. I didn't think I broke anything.
You're just clumsy, that's all. There's nothing...
Yeah, but that was...
That's kind of cute. That's okay. It's clumsy.
It turns out you shouldn't pick up a burning candle to smell it.
We really hate singing jingles.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Good morning.
What do you do when you go away on holiday?
As in, what do I pack or what do I do when I'm there?
No, what do you do when you're there?
Try and have a lie-in, fail miserably.
Lie-in, okay, right.
I would go, I presume, for a nice lunch, maybe have a swim on the beach.
This is not, I'm not trying to get personal, I'm just, what do you do?
Depends where you are, aren't you? Like, if you're in a city, you're going to have a look around it. If you're in a beach, you lie on the beach.
It's tempting to pack a million things into your holiday because you want to get the most out of it, okay? But then you end up exhausted and feel like you never went on holiday at all.
True.
So this makes sense. According to this, the number one thing we want to do on holiday is absolutely nothing.
Sounds good.
Almost 75% of people in this poll said resting and relaxing is important when they're on holiday.
But the old R&R?
Yeah. The rest of the top five, sightseeing, local culture, food, being with family.
Ooh.
And being out in nature.
Yeah, you can have too much nature though, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
All right, it's all right behind a window.
Nature and family, my two worst things.
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with High FM.
79010959, that's the WhatsApp digits. Me and you get a message yesterday.
Message!
During our show yesterday, and it's the worst of.
Right.
And this person sent in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a picture. There's number 6.
So are we talking a strong reaction here?
7 as well. Good, it's ringing. Not so much a reaction, no. But hopefully this person will be up. So we can... Actually, looking by the message... Oh, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning to you. It's Robin Banks here in George Ryland.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. Hi, George. How are you? I just wake up now.
I know. Get yourself together for a second. It's all right, and it's really early, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Hanan.
Hanan is on the phone. Yeah. Okay, Hanan, we have kind of an apology for you.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not fine.
I know I'm delayed. Normally, I wake up at 5, so today, Sunday, beginning of the week.
I know, but that's not the apology, Hanan. Hanan, the apology is, I'm just looking at the messages that you sent yesterday at exactly 8:39.
What did they say?
Hanan.
Yeah, I requested a song.
Yeah, she requested a song, and then there was a please... and then please, another one, please, 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 come on, guys, please, where's my song? And then there was a picture.
And then I noticed that it is repeated.
I know, it was our worst of show. We weren't in there live.
Said good morning, I thought.
I know.
That's where I am. And then someone calling from UK.
Yes.
Okay. Is this our channel?
That was our worst off show that goes out Saturday night, 7 till 10. So Hanan is waiting in her car. She even sends a picture saying, I'm waiting. Yeah. It's really boring waiting in my car.
Oh, how long have you been in your car for?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
1 hour?
Oh, my God.
Sweating.
And were you thinking really bad things about us, going, well, why aren't they even just saying that I've messaged in? Because they usually do. Yeah, you're just thinking that. How dare they? Tom Green wouldn't do this.
Never in my life.
I'm never listening to them again.
I told my sister, why George and Robin, they are not responsive to me.
No.
Then I just noticed, okay, that's why. Normally they are responsive to me. Yeah.
Did you feel a bit silly?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, you have a lovely rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
See you later, goodbye.
Say bye, thank you. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
So FM's Robin Banks.
Hello.
I'm George Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. I've got a new car.
Yeah.
Funny story. You'll laugh when I tell you.
Okay.
All right. So went to change the insurance into my name yesterday.
Yeah.
So we did all that. It was fine. It was super helpful.
Yeah.
And then they said, do you want to put anyone else? Which I can name the driver.
Oh, me, of course.
So I sat there and I went, and I was literally like looking through my phone book in my head. And I was like, no, I don't have anyone. Because my family aren't here. I don't have a significant other.
What about me?
So anyway, hello? They said,
yeah,
just bear with, caller. Okay. I said, no. And they looked at me. It was about four people around me at this point.
Of course
and they
there
went,
is.
It's better.
It's better.
So I went, I don't have anyone.
And
they looked at me again. And I went, Robin Banks!
Yeah!
You're insured on my Jeep.
Oh, I am!
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's just amazing.
You're my name driver.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
That's so lovely.
Thank you for being my only person. Reunited and it feels so good.
Reunited as we understood. Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up.
It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Oh my.
What's happened now?
Oh, things happen in your life and they just blow you away sometimes.
Right.
And you think, how have I fooled people? Do people honestly think I am like this?
Okay.
So I've just got a message from someone here. It starts favour time.
Oh, delete.
The nursery are asking for a third emergency contact, just in case. As a semi-responsible human, would you mind if I put you down? Somebody's asking me to be a third emergency contact for their child.
Because they haven't got anyone else, mate.
Do you think so?
They're not going to put me down, are they?
Well, you never know.
You don't.
You're great with children.
I'm not that bad with children, actually.
You're great. This is what I'm saying to you.
Not to spend time with them. However, I'm actually great with children.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a first aid trainer.
So it should be you.
Tell them not to bother. Don't contact me. I don't take second best. Goodbye.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The turn.